right. We are getting to the internal affairs. I appreciate you all for not leaving. And we are staying in here. So we are calling this internal affairs meeting to order. The time's 11:38. And today is Tuesday, April 4th. And we are going to start out with, it's a very short one. I don't anticipate this going long. Well, maybe 5-10 minutes. So we'll start out with legislative affairs update.
We'll go very fast. Thank you.
Thank you.
Before I hand it off to Catherine and Adam to discuss the schedule and update you on any status, I want to just bring your attention to one bill I'm sure you've already heard about, but since it was proposed since our last internal affairs, just want to draw some attention to it. House Bill 7071 began as a proposed House committee bill from the House Energy and Utility Subcommittee. It amends several statutes that affect the Commission and our statutory authority. In particular, amends Chapter 120 to eliminate the Commission's exemption on rulemaking for cost recovery clauses. It amends Chapter 350, where it addresses nominating council, commissioner appointments, and terms of office. Also moves the Office of Public Counsel from the legislature to the Attorney General's office. And it requires the Commission to conduct an annual service hearings in the service territory of each IOU. Further, the bill would amend Chapter 366 to require the Commission to establish 4 IOUs, utility-specific performance criteria that will be evaluated annually, maximum generation reserve margins of 15%, and multi-year rate plans, very similar to the settlements that the Commission has approved in recent rate cases. That's the bill in a nutshell. I'll be happy to handle and address any questions. It did go before the House Government Operations and the Technology Appropriations Committee this morning, where it was passed out favorably. Yes, it was voted.
What was the vote, sir?
11-2. Didn't know how many yays there were, but I knew there was 2 noes. And next step is Commerce Committee.
Okay. More importantly, there is a Senate resolution commemorating Commissioner Petronas's family and 50 years of Captain Anderson's. Little Bernie told me about it. And I just wanted to recognize Commissioner Petronas and his family for the years that you've spent, over 50 years at Captain Anderson's. And I know that there's a lot of support surrounding that, so I wanted to congratulate you. All right. Commissioners, any questions on the Senate or House side? Commissioners? Commissioner Pullman? Nope. Commissioner Brzee?
I haven't been following this very closely, but is this the bill that also creates districts?
Yeah, that's part of this amendments to Chapter 350. Future commissioners would have to be appointed from one of the 5 districts that match the court,
sure.
District Courts of Appeal.
Has there been discussion on how structurally that would be in terms of would there be district offices? Would there be intention for district staff and all of that?
Has there been any
discussion?
Thank you, ma'am. They've really not, Commissioner Brzee. We have some question about that as our legal staff is interpreting it to believe that there may be a need and a requirement for an office within your district. House staff seems to say that's not necessarily the case, but there is still a requirement in 350 that your offices be in Tallahassee, and that has not been touched by the proposed legislation. So it's still a little in flux. We have had discussions. We've given them some fiscal information based upon our interpretation, which is you would have your district office, I guess.
Sure.
The plain language states that to be appointed, you have to reside there, but it's silent about whether you have to continue to reside there. So.
Okay. Commissioners, any follow-up?
I mean, rationally, one would think that if you want me to be appointed from the region, there's a reason why you want me to be appointed from there. So you want me to have some connect, and it would make sense that I would reside there so that I can have a sense of not the constituency, but what the needs and the interests are of those who live in the area that the commissioner is coming from. Not that the commission would represent the area, but that there would be some level of connection that would exist.
That's logical. That makes logical sense.
Well, Commissioner, I think the bill analysis kind of teed up the question as softly as we could. And there may be conversation about that or not. But
so I promised a short agenda, I mean internal affairs, so, and we have two more lights. So I'm going to kind of ask the commissioners to kind of streamline this. Commissioner Petranas?
The summary you gave us is over the House bill. What is the status of the Senate bill?
There is none.
Okay.
No, sir.
Thanks.
Okay, thank you. Commissioner Pullman, one question only. No, oh, even better. All right. No other questions? I appreciate you guys. You all have been so active. And, again, thank you for keeping us informed. You're doing a great job, an excellent job. There's no other legislative affairs, but we're going to general counsel. I do also want to acknowledge Mr. Kaiser. It's nice to see you in the room. We're all curious. What is he doing here? What's going on? We're happy that hot dogs. We're very happy. We're happy to see you. I look forward to chatting up with you after we break. Now, general counsel.
Just one announcement, Madam Chair. Ling Tang has been appointed to succeed Kino, and she'll be assuming her responsibilities on April 10th.
Wonderful, wonderful. We will miss Kino, but that's a great selection. And Executive Director.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Real quickly, the budgets, the proposed budgets have emanated from both houses. And so, if you recall, our LBR was pretty straightforward. We were proposing to absorb the general revenue portion of our budget and the three positions that were attached to it into our trust-funded budget, and we also had an item to replace some aging vehicles and then some technical issues for our relationship with the State Technology Office. The House issued their proposed budget for the agency. They were proposing a 16-position reduction along with an $815,000 reduction in the appropriation related to it. The Senate, on the other hand, proposed only a reduction of four positions and a corresponding $204,000 reduction in the appropriation. Both sides picked up all of our issues, though, so that's a good starting point to be continued. Now we're waiting for all the steps in conference. So.
Thank you, and thank you for also for keeping us informed on that process,
too. We'll continue to keep you posted.
Okay. Other matters, I just have one. Although he's not here because he's working diligently for the commission conducting an audit, Carl Vinson with our audit is our April 2017 Employee of the Month, and he's been an employee since 1989. He will not get shortchanged on his recognition, and we'll enjoy all that goes with that, and we'll be presenting it to him later this month, his award. But he's just a tremendous employee, has been with the Office of Auditing and Performance Analysis. All of us have gotten a chance to know him, and I'm really excited that he gets the honor of this month as Employee of the Month. He also enjoys duck hunting. I did not know that about him, and has a granddaughter that he just treasures. So please, when you see Carl, congratulate him for all the work and effort. He's got a great deal of support here in the commission. If there are no other matters, seeing none, this internal affairs meeting is adjourned. Thank you.